It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. So welcome back to the podcast. It's Christina. And today I'm here with a brand new baby teacher. I don't know if you're a baby teacher.
I guess I'm kind of baby.
How baby are you?
What, my teacher training was in spring. I think it took me 2 months to get my license. So maybe like 5 months of teaching.
You've been teaching for 5 months?
That's nuts.
Does it feel like 5 months?
It feels like, because I'm doing the mentorship with y'all. I'm Kylie Canaday, by the way.
This is Kylie Canaday, by the way. She's another tall supermodel yoga teacher.
Me and Christina are the same. All legs.
It's nice seeing another tall teacher at the studio, because then when the other teachers are like, oh, I can't reach the blocks on the top shelf.
Totally.
We just, you know, flex our little wrist and grab it.
Totally. 100%. But no, so since I'm doing my mentorship with you guys this past couple of weekends, I have noticed just my progress in teaching.
Oh.
And that kind of just is due to the fact that, like, we've had a couple people in our mentoringship right now that just got out of teacher training,
mm-hmm.
and their confidence isn't there. And that is so, like, normal, because they don't know how to really put what they learned really to fruition mm-hmm. quite yet. And it's so funny, because we had in our past teacher training in spring, we had a girl that had gone through teacher training before. She had her 200 hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, she's so cool. Like, she knows how to, like, do an inhale and, like, an exhale.
She knows where that goes.
Yeah. And, like, I was like, where do any of these things, like, I don't no idea. And then so with our mentorship, it was cool to, like, teach and kind of see where the confidence is different, because I was totally the person in our mentorship. But I was like, they don't really know what they're doing right now, but that was so mean. I, like, give you so much prep. Like, I'm so happy that you're doing this, because I was just scared to do any of the things that, you know, the students that we have right now in our mentorship are doing that are brand new. I was like,
yeah, it's not easy to put yourself out there like that to perform on command in front of your peers and in front of your mentors.
Yes.
Even me, like, sneaking into all the weekends so that I can be a participant and mm-hmm. absorb all the goodness of spending time with fellow teachers. And I love that our little mentor group has baby teachers in it,
yes.
and then medium baby teachers, yep. and then full grown ass yoga teachers.
No, totally.
We got a really good group so that we can all share and learn with each other.
Yeah, it's, like, truly inspiring. And, like, I had mentioned, like, it took me 2 months to even put myself out there and apply to places.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, really cool that even after teacher training, you know, you see that those, like, hungry teachers that make you be like, oh, I'm hungry too. Like, let's get at this. And just, like, you want to learn more, and there's not enough. You can always learn more. So it's been really cool.
How did you get the confidence to start applying, being like, you know what, I'm just going to put myself out there and I'm going to apply to teach at this location?
I think it came to the point where I had done my spring training. Spent a lot of money on that. It was an investment for myself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I got what I wanted out of it, like 100% what I wanted out of it. And then I'm like, okay, I need to start applying it. And my mom's like, okay, Kai, you need to start applying this, because mm-hmm. sister, you know, you need to put your work where your money is, kind of a deal. And I was like, you know, it's going to take me a long, long, long time to repay what the, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, teachers, we don't get paid so much. But, like, anyways, it was kind of to the point where I was wanting to see the benefits. I was trying to reap my benefits of, like, what I've learned. And, you know, I would come to some of your classes, and I'm just like, this is so great. Like, this is why I wanted to do it, because I want to be able to teach. And I'm such a, like, an open person. Like, I'm very, like, how do I say it? I'm outgoing, let's just say.
Okay.
Confident person, essentially.
Uh-huh.
But so, like, kind of teaching a class, and then also, like, I try to bring everyone to yoga at all times. I feel like all yoga teachers are like, come to a class. Like,
come
right
to a
now.
Class. That's literally, if you want to be my friend, you have to do yoga, because you're never going to see me unless you come to the studio. And one of my good friends, I've known her for, oh my gosh, like 10 plus years, but mm-hmm. we never really became friends until she started coming to the studio.
Totally.
And then she was like, girl, we've known each other forever. Like, when can we hang out? because I've been seeing her all the time at the studio. I'm like, okay, let's start hanging out. And she had to make me hang out. I'm also an introvert.
Right.
I can be outgoing in my comfortable workplace.
Totally.
But in real life, I just want to go home and sit on the sofa and pet my dog and take a bath.
Preach. I'm like, I'm so confused what I am. I'm like, I'm an introvert, but so extroverted at the same time.
At
but
work? Like, oh, yeah. I'm all like, I forget that I'm at work because I'm so chatty. I'm like, okay, reel it in.
Yeah.
Bring it back. And so she kept inviting me to things. So I finally started going to things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I forgot this is how you make friends.
No, yeah, 100%. And then you're like, come to one of my yoga classes and trade. So, yeah, so it's kind of one of those things there too. I just was trying to teach, get some of my friends in there, just because at the end of the day, that's why we want to teach, is because we love what we do. We want to share that, because the feeling that we get from yoga, we want to just bring that to anyone and everyone that we know, because it's helped us in so many ways, more than physically, but mentally, spiritually. Anyway,
what do your friends say after they take a class from you? Because they're used to hanging out with you as friends, and then they're like, "Sure, I'll come to your yoga class."
I think they're just genuinely like, they're proud, because at the end of the day, it was like, no one that I know likes yoga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they do. They'll take a class and they love it. Like,
they'll take a class. They'll love it.
Yeah. And they do. They genuinely do like it. But it was kind of like cool because I went on this own venture by myself. And that's like the one thing that I really liked about our spring training, was that everyone in the group that I was with, no one knew each other. Maybe two of them had known each other from like a past experience, but like we weren't all like nitty gritty, tight knit.
Yeah, you know, first day of teacher training, there's a bunch of strangers in the room.
Yes, and thankfully, and like so grateful that we all in a way didn't have personal relationships, because it made us be all a little bit more authentic, vulnerable at some points, and then just like grow as a community. Like, okay, these are girls, and that we all have something in common that I didn't find in my friends, because they don't want to come to yoga 24/7, and we all do.
And we all do.
Which was like really cool to find that community that I didn't know really existed, other than the people that I would go to class with and hang out with in class with for an hour of the day, but we couldn't talk because you're in yoga and you're focusing on yourself. And then you get out and you're sweaty and you're like, I want to go home and take a shower. So you don't really talk to that many people after class. You know what I mean? So it was just really cool. I think that's like the one thing that I appreciate so much about our training, was meeting the girls that I had, because I'm friends with them and I love them so much.
And we see your friends at the studio, you're like, oh my gosh.
Totally.
Hi.
Totally. And like, my first gig, we had half of the girls at our training like work there. You know what I mean? So it was just like really cool to like all of us kind of accumulate and be like, it was such a strong and like, feeling to know that what we had.
Your training was really impressive because everyone was wanting to teach yoga. They were there for going out into the world and sharing their passion. Whereas usually it might be 50-50. People are simply there to do some personal development work.
Totally.
A couple of people might dabble in teaching, but everyone in your group was like, it was amazing. You guys were all meant to come together.
Yeah, which I think that made like the whole thing that much more perfect for our group, because we were all just so interested on having to be better as a teacher, and not like, I mean, as personal beings too, like how it could benefit us on, you know, day-to-day things too. But like genuinely our group was like, how can we be better as teachers? Because we're taking this so seriously, because this is what we want to do. So it was like, it was just like really cool to have that. So back to kind of the question, was my friends, they're just like proud of me because they're like, we didn't facilitate this. We didn't like tell you to go and do this. Like, you did this all by yourself and you wanted to teach. You did the training. Now you're teaching. And now you have like classes that are full and like we get to attend them. They're just like, we're so proud of
you. That's a good sign. That's a good sign that you've got some good friends, because if your friends are cheering you on of you going after something that you're passionate about, even if it's something they're totally uninterested in.
Totally. Yeah.
Like, but because they love you and they support you and they're going to show up for you and admire that you put in the time and effort to pursue this path, I think that's awesome. And I think my friends were really similar. they're like, I don't know why you're so into yoga, but I'm stoked for you. And look at you now.
100%. 100%. And it's like cool. Cause like in high school, I wasn't really good at any sports. Like I really wasn't.
Same.
So
volleyball C team.
No, literally, like, I think I made like junior soccer team, like until I was a senior in high school. I'm like JV too. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just suck at everything. So it was just really cool to find yoga, you know what I mean? And
feel athletic about something.
Yeah. And then your little courage and like compliments at the end of class. Like, Kylie, you're such, like, I love your like upward facing dog or whatever it was. Like,
yes.
And I would just be like, oh, fun. Like, maybe I am good at this, you know what I mean? And then it makes me feel good. And the, like, I remember just like after class, I would always just say, like, once, you know, the teacher's like, namaste, mm-hmm. I would just like put my hands together and be like, thank you for allowing me to be here and be able to practice yoga in this beautiful place with these beautiful people. And I say that like every time, because I genuinely just like am so grateful for that. It's great. It's just, it's nuts how much it's like, I love it.
How did you discover yoga?
So I had a friend that moved here with her boyfriend at the time. She moved here. She lived on the North End. I was going to Boise State. Like, I was, this is when I say I'm, like, introverted, because my freshman year I did nothing but watch Grey's Anatomy, like, throughout. Like, mm-hmm. I started season one, there's, like, 10 seasons, so
oh, yeah.
I was doing nothing but that. And she had moved here, so my junior year, you know, I was, like, thinking about going home. I hated Boise. I was like, really? I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do here. There's nothing to do here.
Where's home? Where are you from?
Eugene, Oregon. There's nothing to do there either, so it's, like... But, like, at least I knew some people there. And
yeah.
My mom's like, okay, we'll get friends. Like, do something.
Get friends. Do something.
Yeah. But then she moved here. And I was like, oh, my gosh, thank gosh. Because she's from Eugene. And she's, like, one of my very best friends. And so it just really worked out in my favor.
Your friend moved here or your mom moved here?
My best friend, Emily.
Oh, okay.
She, like, had moved here at the time with her boyfriend. And she lived on the North End. And I didn't even know what the North End was.
I love how you say that she lived on the North End. She lived in the North.
She lived on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. You're not from here.
No. She lived in the North End, which now, like, I remember, like, looking back and being like, that's the apartment she lived in. Mm-hmm. And being like, I had no idea where I'm at. And I pass it, like, all the time now.
Is this, like, the one that's across the street from the studio that you're telling me about?
That's where I moved into. No. Okay. But that was amazing. Okay. But anyways, she was like, do you want to go to, like, a hot yoga class with me? And I'm like, not really. Like, I don't really want to go to a hot class. Like,
sounds awful.
I can't even do a sauna. I can't even be in a hot tub for, like, more than 10 minutes because I just get overheated.
Yeah.
So she's like, Kai, come. And I'm like, okay. I go. I die.
Did you go to heaven, though?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
I remember being, it was your class. My very first class was your class. And I was by the back. And whenever you would open that sliding, I was like, she loves me, because I am, like, dying. And it was so good. But I just remember eagle pose. I was, like, not okay. because I was just, like, squeeze everything together. And I'm like, I literally can't. I think there was times where I would have to leave class on, like, a hot hour multiple times, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I remember just always, like, one of those people. You know, when you first go into a class, you're, like, looking around and you're like, wow, these people, like, they just have been doing this for so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's impressive.
And
it's intimidating.
Yeah, and I'm like, how are you guys still doing flow one? Like, I'm done after the warm-up. Like, I am done. And I just remember being like, I want to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And so I just continuously went back as much as I could. It was kind of expensive in my budget for college, but I would go as much as I possibly could. And then I graduated college, moved across the street from the studio. Okay. And
it's meant to be.
Yes.
You're serious.
Yes. And then I I worked at Dutch Bros at the time. So I had really, really early mornings, or I had, like, late evenings. So I'd just, like, kind of work around my schedule at the time. And I would go to 5:30 Lydia classes, hot sculpt.
Yeah, you would come to all the hard classes. Yes. And I remember you saying, like, you were intimidated to do a hot hour. And I was like, why? You're already doing all the hard advanced classes.
No, I was intimidated to do a vinyasa.
Oh, vinyasa. Okay.
Because.
But you're doing sculpt.
Yeah, you're like, you should do something in the middle then. Because. You're doing, like, one, and then you're doing five. Like, why aren't you, like, in the middle?
Mm.
But I would go to Lydia's, and the reason why I would literally only go to you and Lydia's classes, because I'm just like, you guys are the best ever. Like,
everyone finds their like little like who like your vibe attracts your tribe style.
100%. And then I had Kaylee, so I had you, I had Lydia, and I had Kaylee on like Saturdays at 8 a.m., which I think she still holds those. And I was obsessed, and it was kind of coming to the point where I was trying to impress you guys. Like, I was like, I'm coming and I'm going to be better on my downward dogs, even though like during teacher training it crushed me, because you're like, this is all wrong, and I'm like, oh shoot.
Oh my god.
Which was like such a thing, but it's fine now. But it was so funny, like I was just so obsessed, and I still am. Like, I still want to be like doing things the right way. I want it to like hear the cues and do them.
I think that's a normal trajectory when you start coming to yoga, is you look around the room and I'm inspired by people who are able to continue past the 20-minute water break. It's not a 20-minute water break, but it's a water break at 20 minutes, yeah, into the class.
Yeah.
And so like I would give up there typically when I first started. And then I remember when you mentioned, how are these people doing this? I would stare at this girl next to me who did all the poses.
Yeah.
And I was like, how the fuck is she keeping her legs straight? I can't even get my legs straight.
Yes.
And that. And so then in my journey sounds really similar to yours. I'm like, okay, well, how do I have to eat so that I don't throw up every time I take class?
Literally.
I didn't actually throw up, but I felt like I was going to throw up. It's such an interesting thing. And then when I start to get really into it, I suddenly find myself wanting the teacher's attention, like walk past me and tell me I'm doing a good job.
No. Yeah. And like, it kind of got to the point where I remember at the very beginning when I was, when you guys would adjust me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this wrong. And that's so embarrassing.
No,
but now I'm like, adjust me. Like, I'm like, I feel really good whether you come behind me and like fix me, because I'm like, okay, they're wanting me to be better. I was kind of like thinking of it as a wrong way. And like, I remember one time after class, you're like, hey, I'm not picking on you, by the way. Like, you know what I mean? And I remember being like, no, she's not. But I just felt bad because I wanted to impress, like, you know what I mean?
What do you think we could do now when we're in, now that you're on the other side of it? Because you know, we're not correcting somebody. We're just being like, this will feel probably better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I think that at the beginning of class, you know, when we say, if you don't feel like being touched today, sometimes I do massage. If you don't feel like I will be offering adjustments today.
Consent.
Yeah.
Consent.
Like, I'll be offering adjustments today. If you don't, you know, if you just want to focus on your practice, raise your hand, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's like the only thing. But like, it wasn't like, I don't know. I was also like 19 at the time. So, you know what I mean? I was just like, so, not 19, I was like 22, but, or something like that. I don't really remember. But I was just like, dang, like, I don't want to be adjusted. Like, I want to be doing it perfect already. But I think that's the one thing that got me addicted to your hot hour class, because it was really consistent, obviously. It was the same thing all the time. But I would find one pose that I would try to perfect. So standing stick, huge for me for like 2 weeks, because the biceps behind the ears, and then pulling my right hip down, if I was like on the left leg, like squaring.
So
the
if
hips.
Your left leg is, so if your left foot is planted and your right leg's high, you would try to
square the hips.
Okay.
Pull the biceps behind the ears and point the toe and draw my knee in. That was so hard for me to do, to think of all those things and then breathe. You know what I mean?
How do you teach it now? Or how do you even teach now? Do you like to focus on one pose when you teach?
I like to start from the toes up the body. Because I feel like it's either we're standing on something, so it's like we're rooting through something. Like, we're never not like using our feet. So I like to start there. But I feel like where your arms are, because people like to just like have the elbows bent, and
she's doing like T-Rex arms right now, just so you guys know if you're listening.
I've been in a class before where I'm like literally dying, and I'm like, I know I'm doing it wrong, please do not adjust me, I'm actually just dying, Lydia, please don't touch me.
Oh my gosh. I want to go back to what you said at the beginning where you talked about confidence. I looked up a little thing on Google, and it was saying confidence tips for new yoga teachers. And before I like read their tips, do you have tips for new teachers?
I think the confidence, and this might come with age a little bit, just realizing that like even adults don't know what they're doing. We're just really doing from what we know. The confidence that I've gained was that no one really cares that much. And like they care, but like not to the degree where they're like thinking about it at dinner about how stupid you sounded.
Wow. She fumbled over her words and she has a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right. Like it's like, it's kind of like that, like kind of getting over the fact that actually no one really gives a shit if you messed up, like, yeah. Because it's just like, they're living their life. They came here to do yoga. It's going to carry on.
Okay. Do you get intimidated when other teachers take your class?
Yes.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Because I still get that. And I'm like, really?
I think it's genuinely because I think it's an accountability thing. Oh, I think beautiful. It's like, yeah. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, they know what they're doing, which is also almost like a compliment to them. Like, you know what you're doing and I want to be good for you because you know what you're doing and I am kind of intimidated by you and you know what I mean? Vice versa. Like if Lydia steps in my class, I'm scared because she knows what she's doing and it's just a little bit intimidating, you know?
Yeah, but I want to get to this little article now. So it basically said, what would senior teachers tell new teachers? And every single one of them said, be authentic to who you are. Mm. Your students aren't necessarily going to come to you because you cued it a certain way. They're going to come to you because they like who you are as a person, as a human being. So if you practice what you preach, if you're a yoga teacher and you're trying to live yoga and you're just being real to who you are, that's what's going to help you shine as a teacher. So being intimidated by other teachers taking your class, which I'm totally intimidated by other teachers taking my mm-hmm. class too, because we all become snobs, honestly.
Yeah.
And we just are like, I just want them to have a good experience. But ultimately, I have to be myself. And if they didn't have a good experience, then that's not up to me.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's kind of like the confidence and that verbiage of like being yourself. And if someone doesn't like it, then they don't like you. And that's just not very fun to hear. So like, yeah. I try to yes, be yourself in your class, but like also be a teacher too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then you can separate if someone doesn't like your class and them not liking you as a person.
Which is kind of okay.
So okay, because it's like also maybe I don't like you.
Because like, you would like pick out your favorite teachers when you started doing yoga.
100%. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah. And it's so funny because I also fell in love with Jamie. I fell in love with her on the 6 a.m.s. And I don't even know who used to teach a 6 a.m. And then I remember Jamie took over.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been a teacher that no longer works at Hollywood anymore.
I want to say Kaylee dropped that class.
Something happened. I don't know. But Jamie just took over. And I was like, well, this is what I'm doing now because I need a 6 a.m. because I'm such a 6 a.m.er.
You're insane.
I know. Yeah, it was bad. I went so much. And it was so funny because Jamie was just amazing. And it was like at the point where she was so new that not as many people were coming just because they didn't really know. And it was just a new teacher. So a couple of times it would just be me and Jamie and this girl in the back corner. And I don't know her name.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes a fourth. But it was just so great because I kind of got to know her as a person. And I like fell in love with her. So it was like also her voice. Like, are you kidding me? But but like she was just like great. And then I'd be like, how's you, like, what are you doing today? And she would like talk about it. You know what I mean? Because we have a couple minutes after class. Like, what? It's 7:30 in the morning. Like, what's going on? But no, yeah. And I remember just loving that. And then it was like April sometime. Not April, sorry. It was Jodell sometimes. And I remember being like, I don't know if I want to go to this class because I don't know Jodell.
Wow.
And then I'm like obsessed with Jodell now. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, now you're like, so there's weird. A new teacher. Who are they? I want to take their class. So yes. Now you get excited about anyone new because you want to feel everyone's different vibe.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, what have you overheard at yoga?
I know. Sorry. I've been like rambling on and on.
That's
I could talk
why,
for hours.
That's why we do this.
Yes. This is true.
We can't do this at the desk because we have to work.
Yes. True. What have I overheard at yoga? So I guess it was, okay, so this is my only experience that I was, like, so caught off guard because it's, like, so not, like, something's ever happened to me before. But it was in hot hour because you go so frequently. You have mostly the same students because they just want to go.
Are you teaching or are you practicing?
I'm practicing. This is before I'm a teacher.
So you're practicing and you see a lot of the same people at this class.
Yes. Okay. And, like, you know, everyone, like, it's so funny because, like, you'll know that some people, like, have a spot on the mat. Like a spot in the studio.
So you've already become aware of other people's real estates where they claim.
Like I'll be the first one in the studio and I'll probably know that a gal or a guy is coming and I won't put my mat there because that's where she puts her mat or that's where he puts his mat. And they end up coming and that's where they put it. Is that so weird?
I think you're intuitive and psychic because if you're the first one there, like I was the first one there the other day and I put my mat in the back corner by the windows, which is usually where everyone likes to go. Mm-hmm. So Heath shows up and he's like, who took my spot? Right. I'm like, that was me. You were late.
Yep. No, yeah. Like Heath has a spot. You know what I mean? And like, how dare you take that spot? Which is so funny because it's like, no, it's not a spot. It's just not. Like, but like they've like, they've like have residency over that. It's so funny. And at one point I was like, do I find my spot in the place?
Did you?
No. No. Because at some points I'm like, maybe sometimes I want to be by the window. Sometimes I want to be really, really hot.
I like to switch it up because then you feel like you're in a new studio. Mm-hmm. You feel a new energy. I like to practice next to different people.
Totally.
Do you ever practice next to someone and you're like, yes, I'm practicing next to them?
Yes. All the time.
Oh.
All the time. Because I mean, again, like the students at Hollywood are generally the best. Like they, because they're there to be better too. That's like my favorite type of students is, yes, new ones are great, but the ones that like continuously go because they know that's benefiting them and more than, you know what I mean? They're
the
taking it very.
Who are coming because, like, coming not just to like try it one time, but they are committed to their practice.
Yeah, which makes me feel like we're in a bond in the fact that like I'm also here for that same reason. So it just like feels cool.
Is that just like a studio experience or is that versus a gym experience versus like a Groupon or I don't know if people still do Groupon things anymore, but
I think the one thing that makes yoga obviously different from anything is the intention behind it. Cause you actually set one and that's what makes yoga just different in general. So the people that choose to go to yoga and understand yoga have that intention. You know what I mean? So that's what makes it completely different from any other thing that I've ever known is the intention, the non-competitiveness. But yes, also the idea of like being next to someone and flowing with them is like out of this world. You know what I mean? You know when like you like are flowing with someone and it's just like breath and then movement?
You feel the energy across the room. Do you ever get chills when you're teaching?
Yes.
I love that. When you're like, yes, everyone's in the zone and the right song came on at the right time.
Yes.
Oh, I love that feeling.
Like, I just got the chills now thinking about it. It's just so cool.
So good.
Like, I'm just like, did you guys just feel that too? But I can't.
Which, when I'm nervous, because a teacher comes into my class, the owner was in my class, I was like, oh, no, it's going to take me a minute to get in the zone because now I have to let go of this.
Yeah.
And to finish telling us what she overheard at yoga.
It's because I started rambling again and again. And it was because I knew where this guy was on the mat. This is it. So I knew where he was. And I just learned how to do push-ups because, again, I was going to a lot of Lydia's classes and she told me, like, you're doing a push-up wrong. And I'm like, okay, I need to fix this. Started doing push-ups. And then at the count.
You did.
Yeah, so I'm doing push-ups at, like, when you're, like, choose to do a plank or take five. Started doing them. And he would look at me and be like, after class, be like, such good push-ups. And I'm like, thanks. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm a girl and I can do push-ups. So, like, that was, like, the first compliment. And then a couple compliments later, like every class, it was just like weird. And after a while, like I was like, okay, I know where his mat's going to go and I'm not going to put my mat there. Like that's where that whole tangent went on about mat space and residency. But anyway, so I'm like laying there and I knew he was going to come and talk to me again. Okay. And I'm laying there and I'm in Shavasana and he comes and pulls my toe to get my attention. And he goes, good work today. And I'm like, leave me alone.
He's
very
more.
Specific and it like you'll know who he is after I name a couple of the things that he brings to class.
So what would you advice for folk who are have a really friendly neighbor next to them in yoga?
Right. Advice, I don't know because
you need help here.
Yeah, because I mean, it was one of those things, like, I just, like, treat anything with kindness. I mean, he's not really, it's not like after class he was, like, following me to my car or
he's
anything.
He's just being
weird.
Nice and trying to make friends.
So nice, trying to make friends. But, like, don't pull on my toe when I'm meditating.
Oh, my God.
Hold on my freaking toe.
Which toe?
My big toe.
All right.
I'm sorry. We gotta go now.
Goodbye. Well,
again, rambling. I am so sorry.
We're getting the it's time to wrap it up signal. So we're gonna leave it there.
Okay.
Kylie, thank you so much for coming on my podcast, letting me drag you into the pod studio. I appreciate you. You're amazing.
Thank you. Namaste.
Bye, guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your overheard at yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste.